My scripture reading is in the book of Acts. So turn with me to Acts chapter 20, and let's start at verse 25. And now, behold, I know that all of you among whom I went about preaching the kingdom will no longer see my face. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men. For I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole purpose of God. Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves, men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be on the alert, remembering that night and day for a period of 3 years, I did not cease to admonish each one of you with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have coveted no one's silver or gold or clothes. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to mine own needs and to the men who were with me. In everything, I showed you that by working hard in this manner, you must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. When he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And they began to weep aloud and embraced Paul and repeatedly kissed him, grieving especially over the word which he had spoken, that they would not see his face again. And they were accompanying him to the ship. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these wonderful words, these words of hope, these words of encouragement by the Apostle Paul. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us that peace and mercy, and Heavenly Father, rest that can only come from you. Build us up in you. And Heavenly Father, bless all the ones that are not here today and let them have a great Sabbath. Send your Holy Spirit to comfort him and to guide him. And Heavenly Father, bless these words and thoughts that we will express and help them to help each of us as you would have. And in the name of your loving Son, Yeshua of Nazareth, we ask all these things and amen. My text for my message today is in Luke. So let's look at Luke 6 and 38. Luke 6 and 38. And this is the Lord Jesus' words himself. Give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. Aren't those words wonderful? What do you understand that Jesus, in these words, is instructing to you? Jesus' words and my text to you in our message, and I entitle it, Give and Receive. What do you understand of these words by Jesus? Let's read again. Give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. Some interpret this particular verse to mean, give justly and rightly. Give the full measure. And of course, pressed down, shaken together, running over. And to me, that spells out the idea of just. It is a just measure. It is a full measure. You are not cutting corners. You're not taking shortcuts. You're not trying to get by with just as little as possible, is what these words are telling me. It's saying give rightly, as God's Word instructs us to do, with our tithes, with our offerings, with special contributions. Others interpret this scripture as saying, oh, it's just a gigantic gimmick. It's a scheme for the receiving of an offering. By whom? The implication is, naturally, by God. But how would one decide in their mind to interpret the words of Jesus in this way? Just a gimmick, a scheme to try to get an offering. Now, I've said this before, and others will say it many, many more times. God doesn't need your money. Whether it's tithes, whether it's offerings, whether it's special contributions. Surely there were times in God's Word when God instructed that special things be done, and such as the things that He had Moses doing when the Ark of the Covenant was first built. And anointed. Special contributions at that particular time. But God doesn't need our money. But you know what? We need His blessings. That's the whole deal. We need Him. And Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than receive. All through God's Word, He makes it clear. We can't outgive Him. If we're talking materialistically, if we're talking any kind of offerings or tithes, there's no way to outgive Him, because it's going to be coming back faster than it's going to be going out. That's the way God's plan, that's the way He works. We can't outgive Him. We can't outbless Him. He's going to bless us over and abundantly and overflowing in every aspect, not just materialistically. He wants us to give, not just materialistically. Give ultimately. Give of everything that we have. Both of these ideas that I read you, that some people interpret this verse, both miss the mark. This text that we're reading contains one word of command by Jesus, and that is give. That's the one word, give. Every one of the other words of this verse has to do with promise. If we obey the command. If we do the one word, then every one of these other words has to do with what's coming back to us. How we are going to be blessed because of, And I would add in relation to how we give. That's the way God works, whether we like it or not. That's what God's Word says to us about giving and about receiving. And in essence, the whole point is obeying. Obeying God in everything, including giving and receiving. We are taught from an early age in our life to be conservative and to be rather protective with our money. And to be very cautious about the decisions that we make about it. And to make decisions wisely. We are taught that, all of that, from an early age. And it is so, such done by some, that later in life, when one hears the word give, just that one word give, what happens? We cringe in horror and we grab our pockets thinking that something may have left, I suppose. And we check for our wallets and our purses. Most of us only think of losing what we think we have. And we don't think of hearing, reacting to the promises that is in that verse. We sort of stop with the give and apply to it somewhat of negative response. And never get hardly past the give to the receiving. But yet one word of command to give, and the rest, how we are going to receive when we obey God. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. And that's what I meant by, in partly, what we receive is dependent upon how we react to the command to give and how we give. The reason for Jesus' command, the reason for Jesus saying, give. Giving leads to real Christian living. It's much more than just giving. It leads to real Christian living and service. That's why Jesus said he came to this earth, to be of service, to be a servant to all. And he was. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He gave sight and hearing to those who had need. He was a servant to all. And you know, he calls us to do the same, to follow him, to be like him, to have responses like him. Giving not only leads to real Christian living and service and sharing, but giving leads to real happiness. Who is it among us that does not want and wish almost each day of their life that they could be truly happy? We can't ever feel complete without being happy. We want to be happy. It's a natural God-given thing for us to have and for us to want to keep, but it seems fleeting. Seems like if we have it, we don't have it for really long. It doesn't seem like it's quite to the depth that we would like for it to be. When we do and are happy, do have happiness and are truly happy. But giving leads to that real happiness. It's one thing to receive. A certain amount of happiness goes with that, surely. But the happiness that you have when you give to someone else of whatever the many things are that you have available to give and do for others, when you give of yourself to others, that happiness that you get from that far exceeds the happiness that you have when you receive. Giving leads to ultimate contentment with oneself. It leads to having another thing that is so hard to get for many. And I guess maybe hard to keep too, and fleeting. And that is coming to the point in your life that you have self-worth. You feel worthy with what you're doing and how life is going for you and what you are doing with your life, what you have done with your life. Giving leads to real Christian living and service, and it leads to real happiness, and it leads to self-worth. I can't think of many more important things in my way of understanding. Can't hardly think of any more important things than having and feeling self-worth. The focus of Christian living is attention and effort in giving in every area of life, not just the offering plate. That's one aspect, but it's so much more than that, the word give. And as a result, what you receive. But not giving solely for the sake of receiving. That's not the point. The point is giving because that's God's plan. That's ultimately what God is all about with His love and mercy for us. It's also giving to each other. Be a giver. Be a giver at home. Be a giver at school, at work. Be a giver in your business. Whatever skill or trade that you have, be a giver at church. Do what you can to promote God's work. Whatever skill you have, if it's teaching, if it's ministering, if it's just occupying your place and trying to be of help and encouragement to the ones about you in church. Helps. That's a wonderful gift. One of the Holy Spirit gifts from God. But very important. A little word. A lot of people don't place as much importance on it as they seemingly would being a teacher, or being a musician, being the minister. But it's one of God's gifts of the Holy Spirit to his people. He blesses us with many wonderful gifts of the Holy Spirit. So be a giver in every aspect of your life. Give yourself. That's what God gave you. That's why you were born. That's why you're here. It's to do God's will. It's all about God. It's not about anything else. It's all about God. God's will is going to be done. His way is going to be carried out. It's all in His hands. We need to rest in that assurance. Not be so fearful and fretful of things about us, whether it's economic or political or global. It's all in God's hand, and it's not coming out. God's way is going to be fulfilled. It's going to be carried out. The highest forms of giving is not the gadgets and trinkets, not even dollars and diamonds. They're not the highest form of giving, God would have us to understand. But it is that of love, that of mercy. You say, well, that sounds like God. Well, it is. And God, that's God's way. That's what He means. That's part of what He means by giving. Giving your love, giving your mercy, being forgiving as He is. Giving praise to ones about you, along with encouragement. Not just to your family, not just a natural love and mercy and forgiveness and encouragement and praise that you would have to your children. Not just that, but to your brothers and sisters. Those that God gives you each day of your life, brings them into your presence. Use your influence there. Use these gifts of God's there. Give to these people that God brings to you each week of your life. Maybe each day. Your time. That's how you can give. That's another way to give. Time. Take time for the other person, for your brother and sister. Take time for your children. That's God's way. Give inspiration. Give inspiration. A lot of times goes hand in hand with encouragement. And then give gratitude. Be grateful. Let others know that you're very appreciative of the things that they give to you, whether it's their time or whatever it is. Be appreciative. Have gratitude. The highest forms of giving are these kinds because they are most like God. God is love. God is all of these things here, and He gives all of these things to us. The Lord promises a rich reward from people concerning giving. Give and it shall be given. Give and it shall be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. By all standards of explanation, that would mean very rightly and justly. If anything overabundantly. When you say pressed down and running over, more than what is required, more than even could be say is just, you will receive. It will be given to you. It's not only a promise, but it's a principle. Whether we're talking about the husband is to give in his family to the wife and to the children. And as he does, he will see that God's blessings from them and because of this will flow most abundantly back to him. Because he's giving as God would have him as a husband to give to his wife, to his children. And also giving from the mother, from the wife and mother, having many needs of her own and oftentimes not shown much appreciation. But yet for her, not just seeking her own, not just seeking what she really wants personally, but seeking for her family. Giving for her husband, giving for her children, and to her will flow back the many rewards from God. What about the businessman? You know, the businessman is in business for a profit. Or they say he wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the profit. But you know, God's way is much higher than that. It involves much more than that. It involves how the businessman chooses to conduct his business, how he chooses to deal with his customers, whether he balances out their needs and gives them a just measure for the business, whether he does rightly by them. And you know that businessman that gives like this, more than right, more than just, goes the extra mile, you might say, in his conducting his business, God will bring so much business into that man that he'll have a hard time just keeping up, because he will be blessed so overabundantly. It will be overflowing. Everybody will know that man deals right. He treats people right. Won't ever have to worry about having business or doing, making a good living for his family. Because by treating others rightly, he will be blessed of God so much that that won't be an issue, providing for his family. Let's see what Hebrews 12 and 2 has to say in this regard. When we say give, you know, we immediately should think of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and how he gave. We should immediately think of his Father, our Heavenly Father God. And as Jesus said, my God and your God, was Jesus' words concerning his Father. And they both are about giving. Hebrews 12 and 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus did say the words to his Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But he ultimately said, but thy will be done. Because he knew what the plan was. He knew what he had to do. And he did it. He did it willingly and unreservedly. Who for the joy set before him endured the cross and is now at the Father's right hand. Let's read Acts 20 and 35. Acts 20 and 35. In everything, I showed you that by working hard in this manner, you must help the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Jesus gave his all. He gave his life on the cross for each one of us. That we would ever have that way of asking forgiveness and being restored in right standing to the Father. He paid the price. Jesus paid the ultimate price. The Father gave his only begotten Son so that through him, the world would have that chance of life. Life eternal. Life in the family of God, in the kingdom of God. To live forever and ever. The Father and Jesus Christ were ultimate givers. Lavishly give of all they had. Setting the example for us. If you would experience abundant life, we need to recognize the words of Jesus. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And Helen Steiner Rice has put this thought in poetry. With these words, the more you give, the more you get. The more you laugh, the less you fret. The more you do unselfishly, the more you live abundantly. The more of everything you share, the more you'll always have to spare. The more you love, the more you'll find. That life is good and friends are kind. For only what we give away enriches us from day to day. For only what we give away enriches us from day to day. When Jesus said the words give, he was referring to everything and anything that we have. That we could use in service to God. That we could use in being an influence to bringing others to the knowledge of God. And to the knowledge of that hope, that chance for eternal life. And being in the family of God. God's literal son and daughters. That's what we are. That describes the closeness that God expects of us. Family. Sons and daughters. Father. Brothers and sisters. I want to leave this one thought in conclusion with you. Imagine a hand that greedily grips everything that it thinks it has. And in so doing, it is automatically closed so that it is unable to receive. We don't need to place that kind of importance on anything except being a child of God and finding ourselves always holding on to His hand so that we always have that assurance and knowledge that we cannot be lost as we have Him as our God and Jesus, Yeshua, as our Lord and Savior. We have the knowledge of forever being with them and being a part of their family. Give, and it shall be given to you. I'd like to go and us read our blessings to each other that we find in Numbers 6, starting with verse 24. If you would, stand with me, and let's read God's blessing to us and our blessing to each other. Let's read together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You so much for this blessed Sabbath. We thank You for our message, Lord. We ask You to help us to give better.